You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles singer-songwriter Matthias Sturm and his brand new release, Blood and Thunder. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today we're giving it up for singer-songwriter and artist Matthias Sturm and his brand new release, Blood and Thunder. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Matthias regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From his CD, Blood and Thunder, here is Matthias Sturm with Mr. D.
As I saw these cars in line, I wished me far away from here. Wished the clock could freeze the time since the day you disappeared. I felt dizzy and insane as someone turned to me to say, even if you feel this pain, you should call me with a prayer. Satisfaction guaranteed. Turn to me with bloodstained hands. By the way, I'm Mr. D. Could we share this nice romance? So we traveled round the world. I took my life from floor to floor, and he practiced wearing sphinx and blew out the door. All you need is a heart which even bleed, and a snake is in a tree. Make the beast again in me. And he practiced medicines as he hitched from town to town. Even if we matched again in this endless dreaming my day, live my life around the square, so you see that he is me, Mr. D, you'll get your share.
Visit Matthias at his official website, www.matthias-sturm-art.com, or check out his profile at facebook.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Matthias regarding his new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, Matthias, it's a great CD that you've got here, and now that it's out there for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
Yes, you know, let me say something about this album with the words of someone else, because there was a critic some days ago was telling about this album that it would give him prospects of rock and roll's future, and I think this is quite a comment.
So who all did you work with in terms of production for this CD?
This album was produced by Dave Hillis, who worked with Rockrates from the grunge era at Seattle, Pearl Jam, Afghan Weeks, and Blind Melon. And we recorded the album at the private studio of Blind Melon in North Hollywood, Los Angeles. And we had a great fellow musicianship of Dave Huizan, who anchored the first formation of Pearl Jam. And we had Aaron Alden, who's a 2-times Grammy nominated songstress from Los Angeles.
I see. And the video for the title track of the CD is getting a lot of attention. Yeah. Talk about how that came together.
Well, this is interesting, quite interesting, because the director is a guy from Philadelphia who worked also for Radiohead. He did a video for Radiohead, and I saw this once, I think at MySpace, and then I was in contact with him, and then we became friends, very close friends, and then he started out to do this video for me. And this is such work, you know. This is a real real-time animated puppet animated video. It means he worked more than 2 months to get it all together.
And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that start?
Well, as you know, I grew up in East Germany in a very special, if you want, isolated situation. I remember my very first whiff of music was a record from a Mississippi Blues Festival, which was held 1975 at East Berlin, and I can remember that this was a lasting impression of my earliest childhood. These kind of blues voices and this kind of, you know, guitar improvements. Main influences, in case there's a lot of jazz music in the game, Miles Davis, Coltrane, all these pool of gifted masters of jazz. And I mean, I grew up in the 80s, but I had a very strong belief in the experimental music of the 70s. For sure. But what I can tell you in addition, I mean, I think for your listeners, it would be interesting to learn more about it. Kind of a childhood in East Germany is kind of special situation. As I was a very young boy, I was already involved into a circle of the East German art boheme at Dresden, and later then it was during my stay at the Academy of Fine Arts, I was involved in this first shot of illegal, it was illegal at this time, punk music movement. And so my first band was a punk band. So.
Interesting. I mean, I can't imagine me growing up in the U.S. and all that. And, I mean, really illegal. I mean, you could have gone to jail, right?
You imagine that you're doing music on an illegal base, because I mean, all these concerts that we were given was illegal, and we had the police coming up to get us jailed and all this kind of stuff.
So talk about the wall coming down. What was that like for you?
I mean, at this time I was coerced into doing my military service. And this is another interesting story if you want to hear this.
Please!
I was during this time I had one of my very first shots on stage for more than 500 people, because you know, I was 19 years old at this time, and I was really heavily in love with a beautiful girl of my hometown, and the government was sending me to a very bad place, because I was at this time I was observed by the national securities, in some time due to my political incorrectness. And it was on an occasion of a celebration there, where I found myself in front of, I think, 600 soldiers singing Sag mir, wo die Blumen sind. This is a very famous anti-war song of Marlene Dietrich. And I remember this moment showed up, all this kind of empowered intermission between people over a song, and it was me on stage. So, but after that, I must say that music was even a very covered love, because I started out as a painter, as a young painter, and then after the break of the war, I had a lot of exhibitions and gallery representations. And music was starting very much later, in 1999.
When I ask you what came first, music or painting, it was painting then, or?
I mean, as I said, music was even kind of covered love. I mean, this is for me, it was even a very heartfelt thing. But I really started out as a painter, yes.
And how do you balance the two, or is that even a question for you, an issue for you?
I mean, you know, it is a kind of different work, but it's not so different, because all this kind of stuff like art and creative things comes from subconscious sources, and it's quite another way to get your results in painting or in music, but it is from the same sources, if you want.
Visit Matthias at his official website, www.matthias-sturm-art.com. Here is Matthias Sturm once again with the title track of his new CD, Blood and Thunder.
As the crowd spread their wings and the monkey men whipped the dirt from their hands, they were catched by a thunder which was rolling outward with frantic offense. Singing lullaby songs for them who cannot sleep. A gypsy man must have finally crossed down the river, which rolls in his heart deep, so deep and deep. Broken hearts, sunken shards, hyper lies, hyper cries, one-eyed lines, bleeding minds, the dental counts, the open wounds, jingle hate, human fate, the gate of fears, where's this gear? All around is underground, to come with me and share the sound.
Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Sal Piamonte, and his new release, Lives in Devil City. Rock and Roll is the name of the game, and Sal Piamonte comes out a winner with a hard rockin' 13-song set with standout tracks such as Get Up, Get Up, What You Say, and the first single, Take Me Home.
She was pin-up Americana, tattooed up and sleek. She's the kind of girl that can rock your world, and she can cuddle you to sleep. Lordy mama, Lordy mama.
Lives in Devil's City, from Sal Piamonte. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Sal at his official website, www.salpiamonte.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Donna Destry, and her forthcoming CD, Element of Fire. With producer Stephen Jones of Etranger Musique at her side, Donna embraces a haunting electronic sound marked by exotic melodies and Donna's own ethereal voice on songs such as In Dreams, Some of Your Time, and Fire. Element of Fire by Donna Destry. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Donna at Facebook.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different. Something better. The Guild Cinema. Located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for German singer-songwriter and artist Matthias Sturm and his new release, Blood and Thunder. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Matthias regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And how do you go about, making music, songwriting? What's the process for you?
How can I explain it? I mean, I'm not the guy who's sitting 8 o'clock in the morning to start writing a song or try to write a song. It I mean, there's some for sure. I have my notebooks and I have my scripts and all this kind of stuff. But it deserves a special moment during the day and mostly inspired moments can happen if you do something else. You know, if you do something which is completely different from songwriting, and then you start out to have a smart shot on a melody, or you see a sentence or something, or you have a word which is in your head, and then the whole story is spinning. I mean, this is the first shot, and then it came in a more professional way to write a song about this. But first rule is don't try to write a song. I mean, try to find the right moment to get a great song together. Yeah.
And with that being said, what songs off of the album, you know, stand out for you as favorites, possibly?
Well, this is difficult because if you are in this working process, then you know, you're more focused on details and working processes, and I never had this thing in mind to think about a preferred or a best song or something. But I think there are lots of songs are more maybe more in my heart. Maybe it's What a Day, because this was very special. We just recorded it live in the studio, and I had some basic tracks made in my studio here at home, and then we put it out in at LA to see what we could do, what we can do in a kind of live session. So, and the results are very, very fresh and interesting. So I think this is a great song, because it was a very good session.
Well, the title track for me personally is a very, you know, interesting song. Talk about what inspired it.
Well, this is the story. You know, I'm a rock poet. It means I see myself as a storyteller, and my lyrics have a very strong poetic character, and they are mostly written in a style of spoken word tradition that draws on the romantic literature from the 19th century in England, and especially in this song there's a strong association to image and scenery, which allows people to imagine themselves in any given situation. And the song is about a guy who lost his love, and then there's Mr. D coming up to say to him, okay, let's have a deal. I will take you on my marvelous travel, and you give me your life. And Mr. D is nothing else than the devil itself.
And how are live shows going at the moment?
Well, we have there's a schedule for this year, a very strong thing coming up in the last quarter of the year. Then I have a headlining tour at Dubai, and there's a lot of stuff coming up here at Europe also with gigs, I'm looking forward to all this opportunity which is coming up. But fixed is in even case a headlining tour at Dubai in the last quarter of the year.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
Well, people or new fans can expect a wide faceted album with Blood and Thunder, which is ranging from pop to psychedelic rock to prance of folk, and in its entire, it's a throwback to classic rock, but with a very modern edge and kind of modern electronic touches. And the musicians fellowship on this album and a certain reputation of producer Dave Hiller speak for itself. And I mean, it was nominated for the Independent Music Awards last year, and since the release dropped on mid of January. It has gained rave reviews and critics, and it's recommended for fans of classic rock and great singer-songwriters.
Visit Matthias at his official website, www.matthias-sturm-art.com. From his CD Blood and Thunder, here is Matthias Sturm once more with Homesick.
Behind the door, children, children on the floor. The day has broken, another's gone, save the last words of a swan. Death, oh death, come right at me. He's the one to make me free. Grab his head and kiss his eyes, right in their back. Oversized. Looks pale like me. As the nurse turned over there, he looks at him with snow white tan.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Matthias Sturm for his time and his music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Ringmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not